The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are having an amazing weekend. And of course, the fair is in full swing.
So excited for tonight to see Leanne Rimes.
I know, and I'm telling you, every day is something special there. So again, I want to make sure that you have liked us on Facebook because we are giving away tons of tickets there, and follow us there, also on Twitter, and really just like our page and share us. And there's like a little directions. My team made this whole little thing, but I'm telling you, we've been giving away, we probably gave away 80 pairs already, so it's very cool. Anyways, we have more to give away on our show today, and of course, if you are just waking up with us and tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Jennifer. Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, good. Kim.
Tom, how's everything going?
Everything's going great. The fair's going to be a blast. Taking the kids, having some fun.
There you go. There you go. And all that great food, you know.
You cannot beat carnival food.
I know.
Funnel cakes are always my favorite.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, we have a really great show for you today. And not only a great show, because we always have really great guests, but we have really great giveaways. And I do want to remind everybody the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is the number to call in and leave us your name and your number, and one of the team members will get back with you. So again, that number, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Before we get started, I want a little motivation to start our day. And I thank you for inviting us into your home, into your car, wherever you are right now. Create a life that feels good on the inside, not one that just looks good on the outside. I mean,
that's so true.
I know, isn't it? I mean, we all, you know, kind of like that facade that we all have. Everything's doing good, but it's about feeling good inside. So.
Well, especially as you get older, you really need to get all that stuff worked out and just enjoy your life.
Kind of balance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I still struggle with that. I mean, I'm telling you, there's days I wake up and I'm like, okay, but I try to talk to myself and try to like, I'm like my cheerleader going, you're not going down that road today. You're not going down.
Absolutely. I think we all do. I don't think there's a single person that doesn't have that element of high school in the back of their head.
Ooh, there you go.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I like that. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, I just want to tell you a little bit about our show. Our first guest is Victoria Dunkley, and she's going to be talking about Reset Your Child's Brain. Also, Julia Chambers is going to be on today, and we're going to be talking about Chowderfest, which we actually have tickets for that. So we're really excited. We're going to be giving away some tickets over for that. And we are so glad that you are here. Tom, do you want to talk about all of the great things that we're giving away?
Excellent prizes. We'll start with food and the great restaurants that we have. Pete's Breakfast House, along with the Midtown Cafe. You can get a free kids meal at The Habit. Then the $25 gift certificates include Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's Barbecue, Lazy Dog Cafe, all of those at $25. Ventura County Fair tickets. The fair is going to go on for another week, happening today too. We have tickets to that with Kim Pagano. How about the educational program with Rubicon? That includes West Side Story. Excellent play. It's a musical with a lot of dancing. That's going to be fun. August 15th, it's time for Surf and Suds Beer Festival. That's happening in Carpinteria, so enjoy that. For the 19th, Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night featuring Jason Love. Wings Over Camarillo, one of the best air shows in Southern California, and that is happening for the 22nd and 23rd of this month. On August 27th, Thousand Oaks 4th Annual Brewfest presented by the Kiwanis Club of Thousand Oaks, 4 to 8 o'clock. Then we have the concerts, which include Chris Isaak, August 13th, that's Chris Isaak at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and the Beach Boys on the 25th of September. Great prizes.
There you go. Let's start off with, how about a Pete's Breakfast? And that's Pete's Breakfast House. We've got gift certificates for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I just want to also remind everyone, Facebook page, definitely stay tuned on our Facebook page for more chances to win tickets to the Ventura County Fair. That has been running, and it's all the way till the 16th. All you have to do is like our page and just go to Facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show. Also, don't forget to purchase your tickets to the Sunset Dinner, and that's the Eagle Tribute Band at Fleetwood and Fleetwood Mac over at the Ronald Reagan Library, and that is Friday, August 21st, 5 to 10. We need
to
go.
I think that's a sing-along. Yeah, I have to say, Eagles and Fleetwood Mac, that's definitely a sing-along.
Oh, I'm telling you. Yeah, so I went to the one Beach Boys and Beatles, and it was amazing. So, again, today is the Chowder Fest, and that is all the local restaurants will compete for best chowder and bragging rights at the Channel Islands Maritime Museum, and 4 o'clock till 8:30, and guests will taste a variety of chowders and then vote on them. Also, I know that they got some brew fest over there going on too, so it's going to be a really great day. Also, Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. The Camarillo Wings Association will host this year's Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and that is August 22nd and 23rd. And join everybody over there. It's going to be fun, and that's from 12 to 4. So again, just to mention all the great things, I want to invite our first guest on. And again, I want to give our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Share our show with all your friends. Don't keep us a secret. And also our podcast.
Definitely. Go to your smartphone and download the podcast app. It's probably already on there. And then download the Kim Pagano Show. And you can listen to our show anytime at the beach, in the car, wherever you are. You can always hear us.
Take us with you.
And you can get all of our old shows, too.
There you go.
So it's not just the show that's on Saturday.
There you go. Also, if you have a business or an event coming up, we've been hearing from so many of you out there. Definitely give us a call either at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. All right, let's welcome our first guest, Victoria Dunkley, and we're going to talk about Reset Your Child's Brain. Victoria, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Thanks for having me, Kim.
What's that?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
So I'm Dr. Victoria Dunkley. I'm an integrative child psychiatrist, and integrative practitioners like to look at all sorts of lifestyle factors like diet, exercise, that kind of thing, to optimize treatment and to minimize the need for medication. So one of the interventions that I have found the most effective is to address and restrict electronics much more than people are doing now, and I have found that to be by far and away the most important intervention in terms of treatment and in terms of reducing the need for medication. So that's kind of what I've been focusing on for the last decade, is helping parents do that in a very methodical way that provides a lot of benefits.
So do you think that the electronics unplugging is really going to make that big of a difference?
Absolutely. I mean, it took me 5 years to write this book. It was very difficult. It was the hardest thing I've ever done. But that the reason why I poured my heart and soul into it is because it's just so important And I know it's hard, but it really makes a huge difference. So I see so many people, I see a lot of kids that, you know, I'm like the third or fourth psychiatrist they've seen, and they're not getting better. And so regardless of what they come in with, the first thing I do with every kid is do this intervention, which is, I call it an electronic fast. And I take them off all interactive devices for 3 to 4 weeks. And then that helps reset their nervous system. So their body clock resets, their brain chemistry balances out, their stress hormones lower, their cortisol lowers, and the blood flow gets returned to the front part of the brain. So all of that makes the child feel better, think better, and function better. So I do that across the board, regardless of what else is going on. And it really can have a dramatic benefit. And some of those kids, once you do that, the parent sees that they're fine and they don't actually need any other treatment.
So, Victoria, this is Jennifer, and I have two boys who obviously love video games like most preteen boys do. So just so for all of our listeners so that they know, we're talking about if you're having issues in other areas of your child's life, the first thing to start with is possibly limiting the video games.
Exactly. So, you know, there's a lot of talk right now about kids being addicted to technology, but really they don't even need to be addicted to have these issues. So what I look for is, I call it electronic screen syndrome, which is basically their nervous system has been overstimulated. So they're not able to regulate their mood, so they're more likely to have meltdowns. They might be not sleeping very deeply, so they wake up cranky. They have trouble following directions. Their grades might be falling. Or they're having problems on the playground.
So what age are you talking about?
Any age. So I see kids, this is happening nowadays. It's happening very early because they're getting introduced to electronics so early. But I even do this with young adults. But most of my patients are either school-age children or teenagers.
Okay, so
but it's really quite, you know, even, especially for the younger kids, they'll kind of re-regulate
right.
within a matter of days.
You know, I think that's really interesting because you do see these babies that really can't even speak and they've got an iPad.
I know.
In their cribs and stuff. I think it's just...
In their crib?
I mean, not in their crib, but in their strollers, right?
They have them as an attachment
yes.
on strollers. But here's one of the biggest issues. And I have very young kids for being an old daddy. One of the biggest things that happened that seems so good initially, and our pediatrician said it was horrible, was one, Teletubbies, which is awful. But the other one was Baby Mozart. People thought they were doing the right thing, but they put their kids in front of a big screen TV and they had them just sit there and see if you agree with this doctor. He said one of the problems is the frequency of the projection.
Uh-huh. The constant
wow.
change
yeah,
that yeah. stimulation.
That you don't really see it, but the kids' brains are like, pop, 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 and they can't process.
Now, I have to...
You know, there's all these things about the screen itself. So how bright it is, how vibrant the colors are, how fast, you know, the movement within the scene, and then how fast the scenes change. All of those things are, and the screen's bigger. So all of those things are much more pronounced than they were, you know, 20 years ago. So all of these things the brain has to process, and of course, a developing brain isn't ready to do that. Even adult brains that exhaust the brain, it's like,
okay, so
your brain's currency.
So
if a little baby does that, it's not good.
So I have a question. So let's just because, of course, I'm fascinated by this because I have boys who are addicted to video games. And like Tom said, Baby Mozart was very popular. But I, for some reason,
and Baby Einstein
decided when my kids were little, they would not watch TV for the first year. And my oldest child is literally, he's always been addicted to TV. And he did not get to watch it the first year. So he didn't know what a cow was. He didn't know what the color purple was because I decided that. So it almost like backfired because he loves TV. But I have to jump forward because I can't help myself. What is video games, electronics, all of that is a part of our world. What is a realistic amount of screen time preteens should be allowed to have?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean... It really depends on the child because the recommendations from the American Academy of Pediatrics is less than 1 to 2 hours a day. They say of entertainment screen time, but I would say total screen time, including what's being used for school, homework, et cetera.
Because it's interesting.
But I think even that it depends on the child. So even that can be too much. So if you notice your child's having trouble in school or they're just, you know, melting down easily, or, you know, they seem like they have trouble getting ready, you know, for school or for bed, or they're being defiant. All, you know, all of these things, especially in boys, boys are particularly sensitive because their brains are more sensitive.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Vic, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us. Excuse me. We're talking with Victoria Dunkley. We need to take a really quick break. Victoria, will you stay with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great. We're talking about resetting your child's brain and really what electric screen syndrome is. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. You know what? Well, let's give away some free kids meal to The Habit. And, you know, I'm so glad
you... Put down those video games take the kids to The Habit for
and
lunch.
And take them out to the park. Get some
and
exercise.
And don't get on your phone while you're at The Habit with your kids.
There
That's
you
really
go. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We'll do a four pack of kids' meals to The Habit right now. And call us right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us, waking up with us. And again, I do want to remind you, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We just had Julia Chambers join us here. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Kim. Happy to be here.
Thank you. In fact, today is the Chowder Fest. We're going to talk all about that, and I'm so excited to have everybody join us there. We kind of introed it a little bit more, so we'll find out a little bit more about it. And again, we've got tickets. So let's give away a pair of tickets right now at 805-419-0008. Get your name in. I'm telling you, it's going to be so much fun. And again, I just want to remind everybody that we are talking with Victoria Dunkley. We're talking about reset your child's brain. And Victoria, you are a doctor, correct? And do you have children too?
No, I am a physician and I, a psychiatrist.
Okay.
I don't have kids of my own, but I've, been practicing for over 15 years and seen thousands of kids.
Okay. And so what is electric screen syndrome? Is that kind of what we've been talking about?
Electronic screen syndrome.
Yeah.
Electronic. Yeah, so basically the brain experiences screen stimulation as a form of stress. So every time a child sees a screen or especially interacts with a screen, there's a little bit of a fight or flight reaction, and then that keeps happening repeatedly. Eventually, those changes turn into chronic stress. So there's less blood flow to the front part of the brain, and the front part of the brain is what controls mood regulation, attention, impulse control, even empathy. So when there's less blood flow there, and then you combine that with these reward pathways get activated in the brain, so they keep wanting to go, then you start to, the brain really starts to break down in terms of functioning. So when that happens, that's what I call electronic screen syndrome. But basically, because it's a stress state, it can look like anxiety, it can look like attention problems, it can look like bipolar, you know, autism gets worse, sensory issues get worse. So I coined this term, but basically I coined it because I realized it was kind of an environmental illness that's going on right now that's much more common than people realize. And then when you remove all those things, those child symptoms get better. So it can look different in different kids, but it's basically a form of stress.
So, Victoria, question for you about the strict 3 to 4 week electronic fast. Is that for... I'm sorry, I was thinking that is just when you first start to see a patient. You don't think that everyone needs to do that all the time.
Well, I think I do it every time I first see a patient and any time they're getting worse.
Okay.
But so, you actually have a 4 week plan in your book, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so do you think after 4 weeks of really, you know, kind of maintaining all of these different changes, they'll see a change in their children?
Yes. And, you know, people talk about this, the digital detox for a few days. So you can see results in a few days, but really to sustain the changes, it needs to be for several weeks for the body to really settle down, the nervous system to get deep sleep. So I do, you know, for 3 to 4 weeks. And some people, and I explain this in the book, but, you know, sometimes like young adults might need more like 6 weeks.
Right. You know, Victoria,
I know. See the changes that occur, and then the child's back at their baseline, and from there you can determine if you know how much screen time they can tolerate. And if you do it in a very systematic way, when you see them start to reach that tipping point again and become dysregulated, then you can pull back. So it helps them. It resets their brain, but it also helps you determine a baseline for what kind of how much screen time they can actually tolerate.
But isn't there something to be said about? I know when we were younger. And even now, today, you kind of sometimes will turn the TV on just because you need that downtime. I don't want to watch something I have to think about. I just like, it's like eye candy, and I just need to sit there and relax. I sometimes feel like kids are so planned and programmed and scheduled that they need...
Especially nowadays.
Oh, my gosh, that they need that just those days that they can just sit at home and sit on the couch and play video games and not be rushed around and drugged from one place to the next.
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, they do need some downtime, but I think that the mistake in that thinking is that that's downtime for them. But actually, if you're stimulating them, what's happening is they're having that stress response, but they're just sitting there. So it's a mismatch between the stress state and the energy expenditure. So if it doesn't get discharged some way, then eventually it's going to pile up, and then it turns into chronic stress. So they do need downtime, but, you know, we need to revert back to less stimulation. Less stimulation is when creativity happens, when physical play starts happening, you know, imaginary play. Those are the things that help the brain develop. So it's not just, you know, in the short term thinking about what they need in a day-to-day basis. It's also thinking about what their brain needs developmentally for the long term.
And it's so hard because video games, computers, they're such a part of our life today, kids.
Right.
Yeah. Julia, I know you have some.
I do. Well, I, as a museum director, it's just so funny. I'm sitting in on this conversation. I happen to be the mother of three boys, 14, 12, and 8.
Wow.
And I just have had this discussion with my sister who's visiting, and the kids have gotten together, but they're on the computers, and it's vacation. We're trying to let them. But part of the reason I am a museum director is because I so believe in that downtime. I know that it's fun, and that we were trying to compare it to all the TV we watched in the 70s and 80s, but it's a different kind of stimulation. They need that downtime so that they can create their imaginations. That's when things happen. And there is the debate. Can you allow that with all the screen time they do? Can they still have time to create things of their own and have lives of their own? Because otherwise you're just living other people's lives created in a small box. There's got to be a balance.
I love that. Thank you.
I agree with you. I think that obviously if your child's having problems from playing too many video games, mm-hmm. that's a separate issue. But I agree. You have to have that balance of like, fine, go and get stuff out of the refrigerator and make whatever you're going to make. And I'm so sorry I have to clean this up. And, you know, and also those times
Let them be creative,
yeah. Even though it's going to be a huge mess. And then those other times you're like, okay, all your friends are here. You all want to play Minecraft when mm-hmm. they all play together. go and do that for a little while. And I think with boys, it's harder because
I think you just need to have time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think with boys, it's especially that preteen age is the hardest because you can't say, oh, did you guys want to go to the mall and we could like go have lunch? They'll be like, are you insane?
Yeah.
You know?
No, but you can say, get out those fake swords and go play Minecraft or Terraria. Go jump on the trampoline if you have one. But they need to watch the leaves blowing across the grass because that's when they become themselves.
There you go.
So true.
I do want to remind.
I think for boys, also, what I hear from parents is that they worry that they're not going to have anything to do. But if the mother, you know, or the parent simply says, "You guys aren't doing that today. Find something else," and you don't even have to tell them, you know, they will eventually figure something out and they'll go outside and play. You know, start throwing a ball around or.
Do you know when your parents
or whatever, you know, they'll figure it out.
Boys dislike you the most when they have friends over and you say, okay, enough with the video games, go find something to do. And you literally are like the plague.
Well, you know what? I mean, what about when your kids were little and you just had a box, okay?
And they would make their forever.
That's what needs to happen. They need to be using their brains. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Julia and Tom. We're talking with Victoria Dunkley. But I do want to say is I know we're talking about resetting our child's brain, but what about adults? I mean, I have to be honest, you know, there's like I could be working all day long and then I come home and I'm like, I just want to sit down and like, you know, kind of read my Facebook or read my emails or just kind of, and I could get lost or it's scary. I have to like almost have a little bit of a timer on it because, and I know my husband and I know I see it all. I mean, you walk into a restaurant and everybody's on their phone. I think this is a huge problem.
But I think the problem with that is you think you're resting, but you're not.
Exactly.
That's one of the problems, that you're still going at that.
I have to say that when I pull Pinterest up on my phone, and that to me, like I can just sit there and I can like zone out.
You can leave the room now.
Yeah.
You just meant Pinterest.
I love Pinterest, but I can. To me, that's like a magazine, and I look through it, and I plan, and I create in my head.
I think maybe that's a little better because it allows, like you were saying, watch the leaves and make it your own.
But she's creating something. And when she's doing that, she's taking ideas to make them into her own life. That's the thing that my sister and I were just discussing this morning. You need to be able to engage in your life, and kids especially need practice at doing that. That is why, as parents, as anyone who has young people in their lives, in whatever capacity, we need to create space and time, and it's work, and we have to do it every day, and we are the plague when we do it, but we must.
Oh yeah.
Because otherwise, what do they have? If they spend 12 hours in front of a video game, what do they have to offer to the world?
I love that. And you know what? We did an interview before, right? We said training our kids to be adults.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to do. Victoria, I know we're almost at the end of our show. What are we going to find in your book?
So the first part of the book describes kind of the physiological reactions that happen, how those translate into different disorders. And I give tons of stories of patients I've seen and other people I've worked with that have reversed their symptoms. And then it talks about the program itself. And then the third part of the book is about school. And if you need to, you know, sometimes I use electronic restrictions or accommodations in school. So the third part of the book is kind of, you know, rules to follow at home, rules to follow at school, how to raise awareness, that kind of thing. And I think what you were mentioning earlier about adults doing the same thing, the key really is to have strict rules in the house and have everybody be accountable for the rules. So if someone breaks a rule, then that person has to, you know, pay a tax in some way so that everyone's kind of keeping each other.
Ice cream money, right?
No, I don't know. Love to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Victoria, is this your only book?
This is my first book. Yes.
Congratulations. Great.
Thank you so much.
Where do we find your book?
So it's online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's in your local bookstores. And also, if you want to visit resetyourchildsbrain.com, there's more information there. I want to have that be a resource for readers, especially in terms of screen time in school. And also, there's a link to my Facebook page on there if readers want to ask questions. I'll be answering them on that.
Well, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Please share our show with all of your fans. And we look forward to keeping in touch with you and finding out more.
Okay, thank you so much, ladies. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Julia Chambers is here from the Chowder Fest, and we're going to find out a little bit more about the Chowder Fest, also the Channel Islands Maritime Museum. That's like a kind of a tongue-tie. Yeah. Anyways, and we're going to find out. I love chowder. I'm telling you, it's one of my favorites, so I'm really excited about this. I do want to give something else away, and of course, when we come back, we also have more Chowder Festival tickets, but how about a couple pairs of Ventura County Fair tickets? It's going to be going on. It's going on today. And who's
tonight? Leanne Rimes. I'm so excited.
I know. There you go.
That'll be
anyways,
a great show.
Call us right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVol Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today and letting us into your home, into your car, into wherever you are right now, and starting your day in a positive way. We are so excited. We've got Julia Chambers here in our studio, and we're going to be talking about the Chowder Fest and, of course, the Channel Islands Maritime Museum. We're going to find out a little bit more about that. I do want to do another giveaway because that's what we love to give back on our show. And we've got, how about some Wings Over Camarillo air show? Actually, they're going to be coming on our next show, and we'll find out a little bit more about that. And that is August 22nd and 23rd. Join us. They're going to be, it's an amazing family event over there. So we've got tickets. So give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. I know you wanted to say something.
I do. You know, talking about disconnecting and relaxing, I have talked about this before, but my favorite thing to do is go over to the Camarillo Yoga Center.
Audrey Walser,
I love it there. It's so great. It's a great way to disconnect and sort of come in touch with yourself and your well-being and sort of go to that meditation spot. Definitely check it out if you're looking to start something like that in the fall. Or even right now, she has classes starting, and she's at www.learnmindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com, and she's at 805-484-8810.
There you go. And I just went.
And you cannot bring your phone into the class.
You know, okay, so last weekend, my husband and I went to, he was an author that came on our show, Max, There Is No App for Happiness.
Oh, that's
My gosh. I am telling you, I'm going to have to bring in some of the questions, but you know, it was really deep. I brought my husband, right? And he's like, you didn't tell me this was going to be homework, you know? Uh-huh. But anyways, afterwards, you know, he has these questions and they're pretty deep. And it really, afterwards, you reflect on them and you could really tell a lot about yourself. But it's interesting to find out what really makes you happy. I mean, what, you know, we're all individual. I mean, one person can say just making my seeing my children smile. One person can say achieving my business. You know, it's just what makes
everything.
You happy.
Everyone has a different
yeah,
level
and
of happiness.
So that's what he talked about. And then your code of ethics. You know, how do you really live your life with your heart, with your soul? What makes it okay for you? It was really, really interesting. Yeah. So my husband afterwards, he's like, I guess it was kind of cool. You know, I'm like writing, you know, a lot of people in there, they wrote a whole book. My husband was very, you know, little, but he was really thorough. I was really excited after we kind of shared what we wrote, you know.
Down, yeah.
So anyways, Julia Chambers, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here and asking us to be a part of the Chowder Festival and to help you promote it. And so tell us a little bit about yourself and how long have you been working with Maritime?
Sure, I will. I'm wondering if the answer to happiness is chowder.
Oh, there you go.
It might be. I think people need to come today and find out. Yeah.
There you go.
So I have been the executive director of the Channel Islands Maritime Museum for 2 years and about 5 days. I just celebrated my second year. And
oh.
I'm still there. And gosh, we keep coming up with fun ideas. It is such a wonderful team there at the Maritime Museum. And the museum is 25 years old next year.
Wow.
A quarter century in two locations at the Channel Islands Harbor.
So there's two locations?
There have been two. There was one and then there was a new one.
Oh, okay.
So if everybody knows where the Whale's Tail restaurant
right,
is
yes.
and where the former Port Royal restaurant, that's where we are now, in the Port Royal building, right on the water, gorgeous space. And people don't know this about the Maritime Museum. We have 5 centuries of art that sails. That's our motto.
Really?
But paintings from Dutch masters from the 15 and 1600s up to modern day exhibits that reflect the community, teach you about the Port of Wainimi and the ship models. As I mentioned, I have 3 boys. I never even thought to bring them when they were little. But honestly, when you're 4 years old and you can have the perspective right at the detail of these gorgeous creations, they're fascinating. People sometimes think that maritime museums are crusty and have like old salty
sailors
just
walking
like
around.
Anchors, and why would I want to go there? But this is a gem, I think. Of everything we have in Ventura County, certainly we have some wonderful institutions, but this one should not be missed. And there's so many things there for people.
Now, have you always been into the ocean and that kind of thing? I mean,
it's so funny you ask that. The honest answer is no.
Okay.
We live out in Moore Park, and we have a little sort of small ranch out there. And when I received this opportunity to work at the Maritime Museum, I joked at my interview that you didn't ask me about my 7 years of experience in the Merchant Marines, which wasn't true. It was just a joke because, no, I hadn't sailed much. I didn't know. I am a museum person.
Okay.
I have worked at the Getty, and I've worked at other museums and have a couple master's degrees in that. So what they really were looking for was someone to present this information to the world in a way that shows museum practices and is a lot of fun, and we are having a lot of fun doing that.
Julia, I could just feel your passion behind this.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so neat is that you can see the beauty, and that's what people, you know, that walk into museums, you know, years ago, I have to be honest, you know, I would take my kids to some of the museums and I would walk around and I'm like, okay, you know, but now as I gotten older and really appreciate the history behind some of the stories, and of course we have a boat now, I've been telling all my listeners, right? And my husband's out there fishing, but it is the beauty, and history is all about kind of like, if you learn how it happened, then you know how it's going to happen.
I think it's important when you go to like the Maritime Museum, don't go there saying, okay, this is what I have to learn while I'm here, mm-hmm. and this is what I have to take away from. If you kind of just go and you just learn there's 5 different types of ships, or just mm-hmm. go and just absorb it, that's all you have to do. And I've taken my kids to museums since they were very, very young, and I've always never said, you have to learn this. And I've seen people say to their kids, okay, now write this down so you can remember it later. And yeah. I think that's the worst thing to do. I think you should just go and look, and they'll, without knowing it, they'll take it in and they'll enjoy it. And I think as adults, we do that too. You just get into it.
Well, absolutely. And on that note, this relates to your last guest. I read an article in the New York Times that talked about how what people are doing in museums now all over Europe, they go, they turn around, they take a selfie with themselves and the Mona Lisa, and they move on to the next one. And you know what? They don't even look at it. And so the article was all about meditating at museums.
Oh, so you could go.
And the challenge is you go, you pick a painting, and they suggest you stand in front of it for 20 minutes and do nothing else but absorb every detail on the canvas and get to know it and just zone out in front
of
it. Perhaps it doesn't have to be 20 minutes, but I say the Maritime Museum is a perfect place to do that. The paintings are exquisite. The models are just so intricate and amazing. And then upstairs, so many things for them to see that are more modern. We have rotating exhibits, and there are a ton of fun stuff for kids
to do.
Oh, okay. My gosh. Well, I mean, the bottom floor is a little more traditional, and there are, you know, priceless works of art. But kids need to see that, too. I think just, again, your last guest was a perfect lead into this, because children need to go.
Isn't that how it always works out?
Does it?
I have to tell you, I don't know what, I just trust the universe that it kind of all follows together. But, we need to take a really quick break. When we come back, I want to find out, one, how much it costs, the times that it's open, so people can get there, because I think this would be a really good place for the summer,
absolutely.
Right? I mean, and, you know, we're in the last of it, okay? Like,
No, don't say that.
I know, but I call it our summer bucket list, you know, or our wish list, because there's all these things that everybody thinks you have to go out of town, but these are right here, and they're
very
hidden
hard
jewels.
To do a staycation, to really disconnect and make yourself stay at home.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that.
There you go. I want to give out a pair of tickets. Can you just really quick tell everybody a little bit about the Chowderfest?
Of course. So later on this afternoon at 4 p.m., 17 restaurants are gathering to compete in a chowder competition. So the tickets are worth $25 presale, $30 at the door. And for that, for these tickets, you receive as much chowder as you can eat. Firestone Walker is our brewery sponsor, so there's really as many beer tastings as you can handle. Then we have a lot of Ventura County Wine Trail wineries coming through, and so many wonderful sponsors. There's going to be live music, bands playing from 4 to 8 p.m. And there's going to be children's activities, navigation games, and there's pirate boat rides that are for a slightly extra cost.
Oh,
you
that's
can go
really
around the
fun.
Harbor. Yeah, Captain Don is going to take you around. The museum entrance is free, and there are lots of other
things.
So this
is kind of like a win-win, because you get to get in and see the whole museum,
and you get some chowder.
And one more thing I forgot. Outside Summer Under the Stars screening of Kon Tiki, which is one of the most classic sailing movies ever. And I think we're going to go with the original, the documentary, the award-winning
documentary. Okay, we're going to find out more. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And it all starts at
4 p.m.
Okay, 4 o'clock until 8:30, correct?
Until 8 o'clock for the chowder, and then the movie starts just before 9.
Ooh.
Wow,
I like
really
it.
Fun.
All right. Definitely, you want to get there tonight. And stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much again for joining us, waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And again, I do want to remind you, this is only our first hour. We have a whole nother hour, and we're going to be talking with Norm Hall, and we're going to be talking about the 2015 Wings Over Camarillo Air Show, and of course, we've got tickets for that. Then we've got Daniel Lessler, and he is going to be coming in. He's the conductor from Rubicon Theater, and we've got tickets to the West Side Story. It's going to be amazing, and of course, that's one of my favorite little theaters out here. And then we're going to be talking with Barbara Grabstein, and we're going to be talking about healing headbands. It's a really cute little interesting story. And again, I'm so glad that you are here. Follow us on Facebook to win lots of tickets and to find out more about our show. And really just to share our show with everyone. It's all about the brighter side of life. We really want to inspire you to live your fullest life and to really just enjoy your life. There's so many treasures out there. And I always feel like we want to be your support team, your cheerleader team. Of course, in our studio right now, we have Julia Chambers, and she is from the Channel Island Maritime Museum. But right now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Chowder Fest, and that is tonight, of course, from 4 to 8:30. But of course, the movie actually starts at 9 o'clock, so you had a really great, this is going to be so much fun. But there is going to be tons and tons of different varieties of chowder. And then you get to vote on it, right? And yeah.
There's a people's vote. So you have to express yourself.
What's the most interesting chowder that you'll have there?
You know, I'm just tickled that so many people are doing two.
Oh,
like
really?
We have 17 great restaurants. I mean, Brophy Brothers is going to be there, Spencer McKenzie's, most of our locals. And Moqueca is the Brazilian restaurant right down the street from us on the west side of the harbor.
Yeah, okay.
They're participating. And that is going to be garlicky and yummy with seafood.
Yeah. So I have to ask you, do you like bacon in your chowders?
I like it on the top.
There is a bacon chowder. I believe it's from the kitchen. Kathy Moreno is participating, and it's going to be corn, potato, and bacon.
Ooh, yum.
And I love traditional clam chowder as well.
See, I like it if I could definitely taste the clams. Okay, I don't want more potato than, right?
Oh, you have to come.
Okay, I'm going to be there. I can't. Away. Yeah, yes. I'm excited. So tell us all the restaurants that are going to be involved in this.
If I can,
let's put her on the spot right now.
That's okay. You know, they have all been so lovely. Mind you, it's our inaugural. This is the first year we've done this. The Maritime Museum used to do a clam bake at the old location many years ago, but this is a new era. But all of the same wonderful community participation is there. So the restaurants are, I don't know the exact kinds of chowders because they're all still kind of deciding.
Well, it's kind of a surprise. You have to go there to try them out, right?
Absolutely. But I'm just so warmed by the support because they all came and they said yes, and they're so excited to compete. And when people have to compete, it always gets better, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's
right. I know. So
yeah, we're really
for it. I know. Yeah. So let me think. Around our neighborhood, Yolanda's is coming. Snapper
nice.
Jack's.
Yolanda has a chowder.
I was going to say.
So it's maybe a Mexican
let's
chowder.
Let's find out. Ooh. It's going to be so much fun.
How fun.
And just on our Whale's Tail next door, they have a good chowder.
Yeah.
You know, we have Rum Line.
Rum Line's a good chowder,
and,
too.
And a beautiful restaurant. It's so much fun. Yep. Hook, Line, and Sinker. Sea Fresh down the street. They're coming, too, with Moqueca. And I think I said Snapper Jacks. Did I say Brophy Brothers?
Yeah. Yes.
They're coming. And... oh, I'm scanning in my brain. So many wonderful restaurants, and I apologize for leaving any out because we are just, I'm just looking around.
So does everybody bring their chairs for the movie afterwards?
Thank you for asking me that. It's going to be like Shakespeare in the Park. So you come, and when you come, you can just put your chairs on the grassy area where the movie is going to be. So put them down, reserve your spot, come early, don't worry about it, and we'll have people monitoring. I mean, it's a very safe area.
Yeah.
And so it's all planned out for people to just have a wonderful time. I have to say, the other part of the community collaboration has been our co-sponsors. We were approached by the International Order of the Blue Gavel, which is ex-commodores from yacht clubs who are still eager to help people with maritime education and support their local yacht clubs. And they said, we want to help you. We want to make a fundraiser because you are part of our mission. The Maritime Museum teaches exactly what we want to.
What is their mission?
Their mission is to, I can't say it verbatim, but they inform people about maritime life. They encourage sailing. They encourage community around the water and continue what the yacht clubs do. So there's, I think, 6 local IOBG yacht clubs, including Venturi Yacht Club. I'm not going to be able to name them all, but right down the street, we've got a whole bunch right in the harbor. They have stepped up so beautifully. The IOBG is receiving nothing from this. They are donating everything to the Maritime Museum's education programs and the new navigation exhibit, which also might sound boring and crusty, but I am a total convert to navigation because, kind of like we were talking about with your last guest, it tells how big the world is. It tells, if you're in Chicago and say you have GPS, sure, we all do, but how about if you want to go to Timbuktu? Or say you're somewhere else and you want to say,
Julie,
how
is there
I
really
there?
A place, Timbuktu?
Timbuktu, exactly.
I believe so.
Oh,
I'll get back to, I'm going to learn with our navigation. We're going to find out. But and then going back, why is history important? Because these crazy sailors went out there back in the ancient times, up to, you know, when the ships, the age of sail and everything else, half of them didn't come back. Many of them had no idea where they were going, and they went out with a dead reckoning or a compass or whatever ancient ways to do it, and they made it. And none of us would be here if they hadn't done it.
And there's something so peaceful about being on the water.
It's beautiful.
Being on a boat and being
okay,
on the water.
So yes and no. I have to tell you,
I think it's funny.
Yeah, we have a new boat, right? Yeah. And
is it a sailboat?
It's a motorboat.
It's not a houseboat.
You're a powerboater.
Yes, yeah. We're a powerboater. But I'm telling you, when it's really rough out there, you mm-hmm. have to respect the ocean. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest lesson. You know, my husband and I used to do this kind of before kids. Mm-hmm. And we were out at Catalina one, you know, Memorial weekend, and it was so rough. That was the first time that I realized, you know, that man overboard, and that was a real thing, not just something you hear in the movies. And it was scary. You have to know the ocean. You have to respect it because it could be totally calm.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just
changes on
you. The other weekend we went out, we went just around to get out of the breakwater. There was a boat right in front of us. They went out and then they made a U-turn and came back in. And I'm like, okay, I'm very aware out there, you know? And so my husband's like, we're fine. I'm like lifting my hands up, like, is it good? Is it bad? And he's like, oh no, don't go out, kind of thing. So my husband's like, oh honey, just relax. That's as normal. We went out and it was like 7-foot waves and we were with people. And I was like, oh honey, just do the right thing. Cause it's like, you know, so we turned around and came back. That's not enjoyable to me.
No.
And you know, and so you have to, it's about our weather. It's about our... Mm-hmm.
And to respect the power of it all. I had a thrill, if we have a minute, of being in the McNish Classic. That's every year it's been going on, I think, for about 38 years. Dick McNish started it, and I got to be on the Cheerio 2, which once was Errol Flynn's boat. I don't know how I got so lucky, but we were out there when they put up the spinnaker, which is the front sail, and we had 4 sails going. We were so fast, and we were sideways, and all of us were hanging on. I was just a spectator, but What a thrill.
See, and yes. There is something. I mean, it is amazing out there. But again, you're on life's terms out there.
You are.
And
but that's what life is about. And you cannot get that from a video game.
No, you can't.
I'm sorry. Video games are fun.
I love kids who take sailing lessons. I think that has to be so much fun.
I did that, actually.
I would love that. To take sailing
lessons. Julia, this has been so much fun. I can't wait till tonight. And again, give everybody the website. If they don't win tickets here, where they can get them.
Oh, I hope they will. It's the initials of Channel Islands Maritime Museum, Ventura County. .org. So it's CIMMVC.org. You can also call 805-984-6260. But it really is a wonderful way for our community to get together, support the museum. We are serving thousands of kids every year already with our field trip program. And I can come back another time and tell you all about that.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
But we are having a wonderful time there.
Well,
at the
thank you so much for joining us and sharing the Chowder Festival with us. Of course, we are at the end of our first hour, but I want you to make sure you stay with us. We will be here till 8. We've got some other great events coming up that we're going to be talking about. And of course, I want to end this show with a moment of happiness. The best preparation for good work tomorrow is good work for today. With that, you've been listening to the first half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are on the road.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.